Hi there, I'm Dr. John White, WebMD's Chief Medical Officer and host of the Spotlight On series from our Health Discovered podcast. In this special episode brought to you by UCB, you'll hear why the color of your skin might impact how you're diagnosed and treated for psoriasis.
That letter wasn't about killing myself, but more so like a spiritual death, like killing the different parts of me that would not allow myself to truly live an authentic life because of psoriasis. And so it was so many people touched by the blog that they had sent it to the National Psoriasis Foundation. So a couple of the employees there at the time had messaged me and they were like, oh my gosh, we love your letter. We want you to come to a volunteer conference. And so that very next year, I was at my first National Psoriasis Foundation conference.
Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Hans Scheil from the Finishing Well podcast. On Finishing Well, we help you make godly choices about Medicare, long-term care, and your money. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Kolov.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Kolov, the Devil's Nightmare. And with me in the studio today on the Q&A with Kolov is Mr. David Mamet himself, sales trainer extraordinaire for Truth Radio Network. David, welcome to the Q&A show.
Hey, Nikita. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here and to have you in the studio. Now, usually you're not in studio. Normally, you are out and about in the marketplace because you're, I guess your official role is you're out... I'll just say drumming up sales for advertising for shows like the Man Up Radio Show or Christian Car Guy or just a variety of shows that are on the network. But that's kind of your area of expertise. Would that be accurate and correct?
Yeah, that'd be accurate. I will say this, as Robbie sits here with us, everybody's team oriented, right? And they're also, in Robbie's case, he's a on-air personality, but he also has clients, boss lady on our gospel station. She has her own clients. Of course, me and you work closely on a number of folks that are sponsoring various on-air things with yourself, whether it's
advertising,
advertising,
the Man Up Show.
Yeah, Man Up Show, Man Up Minute, for those that have heard the Man Up Minutes.
Yes.
Stuff like that. So yes, sir. Yep.
Yeah. So that's kind of your background, but as far as your role with Truth Radio Network, but outside of that, I've learned from conversations with you that, you recently came here. I say recently, within the last year and a half, you made a big move. You were down in the great state of Texas in the Dallas-Fort Worth community. And how many years have you been in Texas? How many years were you down there?
I was in Texas ever since I was one.
Wow,
so
okay.
A lot of years.
Like 20 years.
Yeah, if I was 21, that would be the math. So a long time.
Okay.
And we're 1,100 miles removed from my whereabouts in Dallas, right? My home there. Came out here, as you say, about a year plus now. And it's been a blessing. It's definitely a family here. And everybody loves the Lord, and they're just trying to spread the gospel.
Yes, yeah, sir. You made a transition. You talked to Stu Epperson Jr. Now, you had worked for his dad for Salem Media. What's it called now?
It was Salem Communications then, from 98 to 03.
Okay.
And it's Salem Media Group now.
Group. Yeah, because now they do television in addition to radio.
Yeah, they actually,
everything else, right?
They went from doing a traditional radio broadcast, as everybody knows, to doing a publication called Faith Talk out of Nashville, and they had a music network called Morning Star. And so they slowly added all that. So it's just been great to see the progression. Radio as we know it, podcasting, of which, you know, Truth is doing an outstanding job with here.
Yes.
Just every way that we can reach one another and build those relationships, have those conversations.
Yeah, reach people around the world, right?
Yes, sir.
And Chris, I know you got to know Junior through Stu Epperson Jr. through the family and your work with Salem, and you guys talked a couple or so years back, and you made that decision to come to the great state of North Carolina and grace us with your presence here and become a part of this family out here. It's been fun getting to know you. And so growing up in Texas, I know in past conversation you were a sports guy. You played some baseball, right?
Yeah, played a little bit of everything as a kid, but ultimately was playing baseball in college. And love to say, I would have been a major league ball player just for one thing, the talent. You know, I didn't quite have the talent.
That's the only thing you lacked?
Oh, that's the, that. You know, everything else is right there, you know? But no, I reached a certain level, but those guys that make it to the pros, they're the fastest, the strongest, they hit the ball the furthest, they throw the ball the hardest.
Yeah, it's a different level.
Well, I'm looking at one of the guys that separated from the pack, as a Russian nightmare. It takes a whole lot, you know, the talent and the passion drive, which I had oodles of that, but the talent stopped at a certain point, and then I found other things, right, other than being a professional major league baseball player.
And you do bring up a very valid point, a very good point. I mean, there's a lot of good athletes out there, but when you look at the numbers, when you break it down, whether it's professional football, baseball, as you're referring to, NBA basketball, whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty slim. I mean, it's scaled down quite a bit in terms of the percentages of guys who actually make it, right? Or women that make it, the WNBA or whatever else.
So interestingly enough, I've actually looked at that, right? So when, let's say a little league team, there's 15 kids or whatever on that team, you may have three of them that play high school baseball.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
And then if you take the high school baseball kids, which there's 20-25 players, you may have three of those guys that play college baseball. Then you take the typical even Division I team, University of North Carolina, you have 30 guys on that roster, maybe 35, and you have three or four of those guys play minor. And then just end this whole story here, the guys that are in minor league affiliated systems with major league teams, roughly, you know, from rookie on up, it may just, I think the latest numbers I see are 7-12% of those guys ultimately make it. So maybe 1 out of 10, those guys. So it's tough, definitely, to make it.
It is an elite level. A good friend of mine, Rocky Wagner, had a son. He tried to crack the majors. I think he ended up spending 7 or 8 years in the minor leagues.
Yeah.
And just couldn't make it to that next level.
Yeah, Rocky with RW Sportswear, his son played for the Dash even.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
we spent some time together. So yes, sir.
I forgot to know Rocky. And Rocky's been a supporter of the Man Up Show, and I think Man Up Minute as well, is in terms of advertising and supporting the show. And so, wow. And so, but you're not in sports any longer. I mean, you're in sales with Truth Radio Network, and now and so hope you're enjoying living here in the Carolinas.
Oh yes, sir. It's beautiful out here.
It is. Had you ever been to the Carolina prior to moving here?
No, I don't even know if I'd been to the East Coast. I mean, East Coast would include Florida, so I'd been there. But in terms of, and I actually got to crawl back that statement, I went with my dad to Boston on a father-son trip in 2016.
Okay.
But I'd not spent any time, if you will, like North Carolina, South Carolina, you know,
We call the Mid-Atlantic.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. The Mid-Atlantic region. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So, well, very cool. Well, this is the Q&A with Koloff show, and this is the opportunity for you to ask me a few questions. And so if let's transition here, and if you have a few questions lined up, why don't you fire away at your no pun intended, fire the fast pitch with your first question.
Okay.
Here.
Well, the time that we spent together, I've learned a couple things about you.
Okay.
And my question's going to come after this preface or whatever of seeing how structured and organized you are in your days, and you're terrifically busy, but you don't always mention that. So what would be your word of advice when it comes to going about your day, making it the best it can be, or what do you do to prepare? Do you write this out? Because I've experienced with you live, we'll be going on a call and your car will be in front of mine because you're raring to go. I mean, there's early's on time to Nikita, on time's late, and if you're late,
unacceptable.
Yeah, unacceptable. You might as well not even show up for whatever meeting that.
That's right.
So, but what do you attribute that to? Is that part of your upbringing? Was that your father? Is that you? Is that just there's only 24 hours a day, and you got to figure out how to do that?
Great question. Like, for real, great question. And I could maybe spend half a show on that one. It was learned. It was learned. Now, I've always been, from a very young age, a very disciplined guy. I'll say that. I feel very blessed that discipline hasn't been a challenge for me. But as far as structuring those 24 hours, like you're saying, over the course of time, I had to, and I might attribute some of it to athletics, but, you know, playing athletics, you know, is 60 minutes in a game to a game, you know, a couple hours to a practice, you know, many hours in a gym working out and exercising. And so along the way, I learned disciplines along the way from many, many phenomenal coaches. I write about it in one of my books, Wrestling with Success, Developing a Championship Mentality. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to get your hands on an autographed copy of that, just go to koloff.net, mm-hmm. and I'll be glad to send you a personalized autographed copy. But Wrestling with Success. And so there's and through a lot of reading, so I became an avid reader about 20, 25 years ago, post-college, an avid reader, to where sometimes I'll average a book a week. Sometimes that slows down, but I tried to do a lot of reading. And I, at one point, actually, literally, David, would sit down at night before I go to bed, pull out my day planner, and write down the top six things I need to do tomorrow. So that when I woke up, and I had them prioritized, so when I woke up, I could hit the ground running. I didn't have to kind of flounder around like, oh, what am I going to do today? No, I had my list, like literally my list in front of me, and then I would systematically go through that list. Now, I may not have always got the top six things done. Maybe I only got two or three of them done and completed. Well, then guess what I do? I just roll those other three to the top of the list that night and add three more to that list of what I needed to do the next day. And exercising, doing that exercise and disciplining myself in that way, to where I don't write it out anymore per se. It's almost kind of like in my head at this point, because I did it for so long writing it out, that it's just become, if you want to almost say, second nature. So while I wake up each day, I already got a pretty good idea of what the day is going to look like and how it's going to unfold. All that to say, one last side note, I always leave room for an audible. Anyone who played football would know what an audible is, especially if they played quarterback, right? They could always get to the line of scrimmage, and the defense is set up slightly different than they anticipated, and they could call a different play. They could call an audible. So I always give the Holy Spirit the opportunity to call an audible, that if there's something that he wants to line up for the day that I didn't have on my list.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
That he can do that. Not that he needs permission, but that he can do that.
Mm.
In a nutshell, there you go.
So I do have a follow-up question, which is going to be the opposite from that one.
Okay.
I was going to say, what do you do with your spare time? And in addition to that, to tell you that, you know, with me, it's love baseball. Not necessarily watching 3 hours of baseball, but reading up on the players, the statistics and stuff. And Robbie Dillmore is here to my left, but I got to think about, or I'm thinking about, Robbie loves fishing. And he told this story one day during our devotion in the morning. He's, you know, he's asking God, you know, hey, you know, I'm fishing, I'm serving you, but is it okay to fish? And then God spoke to him and said, hey, take me fishing with you, right? And so Robbie that day, as I understand it, had a wonderful fishing experience with the Lord that day, catching fish and all that sort of stuff. But so my question on the tail and all that, when you let your hair down, right, what do you like doing? Do you like going to movies? Are you a fisher? I don't know if we've had these sort of conversations.
Another great question. So of course, you know, my outlet, my release and my outlet is the gym. First and foremost, I mean, over 50 years consistently now, disciplined to go to the gym, right?
Yeah. Since you were 4 years old, so that's amazing.
I appreciate that. Yeah, maybe five. I think I just turned five. Actually turned 12, but over 50 years of consistently going to the gym. So gotcha. I still enjoy that. Now, there's days that I'm not thrilled about going, but I've been doing it for so long and know it's ingrained in me. It's a part of me. I know the importance at this point of taking care of this temple, this body that God gave us. And so I have a different motivation for why I work out now. But nevertheless, I still do that. I play an occasional golf game. Now, I very rarely go out for recreational golf. I more enjoy celebrity golf tournaments where I can hopefully contribute a putt or two. Don't look to me for the long drive win contest. That won't happen. But I might be able to put a putt or two or three in, a birdie putt in for our team. But more importantly, support the charity. I'm very selective on what tournaments I get involved in. So golf, as I mentioned, I actually enjoy reading. So, I mean, that's kind of a hobby of mine to read. So I enjoy reading. And, yes, I do enjoy an occasional good movie on the big screen. It's always fun to watch on the big screen, get some popcorn, some hot buttered popcorn, man, and just enjoy that. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, on this short list here, I just enjoy sometimes just chilling and just pulling up so much available on the phones now or on technology, just some good, what I call soaking worship music. There's so many incredible sets out there. Hour-long sets that I can just sit and soak and just enjoy his presence.
I got a final question.
Just one? Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it's final because I feel like it's going to have to be fleshed out.
Okay.
This is a big question.
Okay.
Out of all your wrestling matches in your career, which one stands out the most and why?
Man, I'm always put on the spot with that. And honestly, it's tough. It really is tough to narrow it down to one. I mean, it really is a great question every time it's asked. Because there's several that come to mind. So let me answer it this way. So certainly the first ever Great American Bash against a guy by the name of Woo! Did you like that invitation out there? Come on. Tell me I did a good job. Email me. Tell me I did a good job of the Nature Boy Ric Flair, the first ever Great American Bash, wrestling for the World Heavyweight title. Because I'm only literally 13 months into this thing called pro wrestling. I barely learned anything yet, but I'm wrestling him in front of, I don't even know, 30, 35, however many thousand people as the main event, right? Having already become the world tag champion, world six-man champion. So that certainly ranks up there, but the most often mentioned by the fans is the best of seven series against Mega DA. You go down to Nikita. Magnum TA is the most often mentioned, the best of seven for the U.S. heavyweight belt. I mean, back in that Cold War era, the last thing the fan wanted to see is the Russian nightmare, a Russian guy wearing a U.S. heavyweight championship belt. But I won it in match number seven. And then one other I'll mention, too, is the very first ever War Games. War Games, the match beyond. It had never been done before. Doth the roll the tower of power too sweet to be tower, if you will. Thought of a plumber from Alton Tech there, who became part of the Thupa Power. That was his brainchild, the match beyond. One of many. But so that's how I would address that question.
Do we have time for a bonus round? Okay. A bonus question?
We got a bonus question.
Bonus question to wrap it all up.
Okay.
Close community, I'm sure. Okay. Ex-wrestlers.
Yep.
Which wrestlers do you still stay in contact with today?
The Stinger, Steve Borden, the Stinger, Sting, the Total Package, Lex Luger. Him and I do a man camp together. We facilitate a camp together, do a lot of ministry and different things together, autograph signings, etc. Magnum TA. He's actually going to speak at a revival we're going to do later in the year, share his testimony, his story, how God got him through that very serious car wreck that left him paralyzed from the neck down, broke his neck, how God got him through that. Lodi from the Ravens flock in the mid-90s, the Monday Night Wars. Lodi, who is a sold-out Christ follower as well. The first four names that kind of, every now and then, Tully Blanchard and I, one of the famed four horsemen, he and I will talk every now and then as well. So there you go. So
awesome.
Well, man, you gave some great questions, and I appreciate you being on the Q&A with Koloff and David Mamet, sales trainer extraordinaire, Truth Radio Network. Thank you for being on the Q&A show. And thank all of you for tuning in each and every week and giving all your feedback and leaving responses and continue to help spread the word to your friends and family to download this show in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today.
All feet agree, Clemens Carpet is where you need to be. With carpet, vinyl, tile, and hardwood from the top brands, Clemens Carpet does it right from beginning to install. Voted number one by you in the Reader's Choice Awards. Doug, Chad, Benny, Pee-wee, and the team at Clemens Carpet look forward to seeing and serving you soon.
This is Nikita Koloff, and I want to thank Clemens Carpet for supporting my new show, Man Up, Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on the Truth Network.
This is the Truth Network.